The biggest environmental headlines of 2015 poured out of Paris late in the year as the world monitored 13 days of UN climate change negotiations. We also had plenty to follow in Wisconsin. We look back at some of the biggest issues here. Many are still very much alive. One environmental-related debate that rumbled across Wisconsin in 2015 was the risk associated with transporting crude oil. An energy delivery company called Enbridge wanted to boost the flow of an existing oil line from Superior to Illinois. Environmentalists fought the expansion in Dane County.
Line 61, at its full flow rate, will fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool three times over and be working on a fourth in a single hour. I don't even want to imagine what would happen to any of these wetlands or tributaries that this pipeline crosses were there to be a breach of this massive pipeline.
Line 61 ultimately pushed forward to increase capacity. In Milwaukee, citizens and city leaders raised concerns about rail lines carrying oil tankers following accidents in other places. Nearly a dozen loads roll through the heart of the city every week.
We would evacuate up to a half mile.
Yeah. Half mile?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Theoretically, you could be evacuating the entire Third Ward and Fifth Ward.
Absolutely. If there was a fire situation, absolutely.
Rail company Canadian Pacific deemed the structure of one very visible bridge sound, but encased its steel columns in concrete. On the heels of a long debate over a proposed iron mine in far northern Wisconsin, a new proposal sounded an alarm among some residents. An Iowa-based farmer hopes to start the first hog CAFO, concentrated animal feeding operation, in Bayfield County. Critics fear the massive operation could pollute the watershed that makes its way into Lake Superior.
I can't find one peer-reviewed study, one scholarly article that says, hey, CAFOs are really good for water.
Supporters of the operation insist critics are standing in the way of progress.
It's modern agriculture and the fact that we've progressed to a point where we can do more production with less effort.
The DNR has set into motion an environmental impact study of the proposed hog CAFO. Crowds flooded into three public hearings in summer as the DNR considered Waukesha's application to tap into Lake Michigan. The community's deep aquifer supply is dwindling and compounds concerns about cancer-causing radium. The utility claims Lake Michigan is the only sustainable solution and that Waukesha will clean and return the water.
Having no impact to the Great Lakes, actually there being environmental benefits associated with it, the decision is clear.
Critics insist Waukesha has plenty of water and other options.
That should have been the first step, treating the radium in the water.
In the end, the DNR blessed Waukesha's plan. Now the other Great Lakes will decide. The DNR faced criticism on multiple fronts in 2015. Governor Walker says streamlining is essential to creating a business-friendly agency, while 45 former staffers publicly expressed concern that the DNR is failing to protect Wisconsin's environment. They cited deep cuts to its science team.
What they were doing is using the best available models, projecting where our climate is headed. And I think that got the ire of some people either in the administration or elsewhere.
People talked the Clean Power Plan up and down throughout 2015. It's the EPA's strategy for slashing emissions from existing coal-burning power plants by 2030. Wisconsin joined more than two dozen other states in fighting the plan, with some regulators insisting it comes with too high a price.
From a $3 billion to a $13 billion cost. Those costs don't take into consideration any other transmission upgrades, costs of any coal plants that need to be shut down but you still have to pay for as a ratepayer.
The debate butts heads with the freshly signed UN climate agreement. Nearly 200 countries are pledging to drive down greenhouse gas emissions. Over the coming year, we'll follow these ongoing issues and new ones that arise. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.